And hearings were heard before the Public Safety Committee meeting in sort of public session on a couple of evenings, once at the end of March and once in April of 1992. What you're going to hear now is some of the public testimony, both by opponents of police review, you might say friends of the existing police department and its current processes, or critics of the idea of police review, as well as victims of police misconduct and supporters of police review, either on principle or because they've seen the Santa Cruz Police Department in action and feel it's necessary. The first speaker is Margaret Marr, who you've heard before. She's kind of hard to hear in this initial discussion. She's or in the initial part of this audio. She's a soft-spoken woman, but she was quite a hard fighter for police review, even after the weakened police review board proposal finally eked its way out of city council. She's also was a fighter for homeless civil rights. She also was instrumental in excluding me from participation in some of these groups because there were others in the group that felt I was disreputable and she wanted their support. And she felt it was important that their support was more important, even if that meant excluding myself and other activists. But that was a long time ago. Haven't seen her recently. In any case, that's always a problem with these liberal groups. They want to, you'll see it happening, of course, with the Biden administration. He's excluding progressives, certainly not having any radicals in his cabinet, and not many liberals either, it looks like. That is what tends to happen here locally as well, and it's not a good thing, in my view. It was radicals who originally got this police review process going, and they really needed to be a part of it in order to help maintain its integrity and its force. That's true, for example, also with the Black Lives Matter movement, I think. Without the radical push, it gets dissolved and buried and weakened and dissipates because of the strength of existing institutions that support the status quo. Anyway, here is some public testimony. I'm not sure if it came from the March meeting or the April meeting in 92, but it's here for you to check out. Don't have the time or energy to be able to do a lot of commentary on this, so I'm going to let it speak for itself. And if you have questions about anything that's come up, feel free to give me a call on the Huff line at 831-423-4833. And maybe I'll be able to help. Thanks for listening. And I'll remind you that there is a shitty council meeting coming up on Tuesday. You have to Zoom into it or pound on the door at the city council and demand to be let in. I doubt they will respond to you, though, but if enough people did it, it might make a difference. Although why people would want to even get into a city council meeting becomes more and more problematic for me. Then on Wednesday, there is a Huff meeting at 11 o'clock, the Sub Rosa Courtyard. I invite people to come to that. And then, of course, on Thursday at 6, we're going to probably have another edition of the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show, which you can hear if you listen in.